Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the description of the weapons in Nineveh being a picture of the war machines that will be used at the Battle of Armageddon. Let's start the week at that point. So you have the prancing horses. Because when the Bible speaks of the last days without natural affection, and the parents have abandoned the kids, the fathers of kids, in order to try to save their own necks, you'll realize there's not that natural affection, it is family love, as the Bible speaks of in 1 Timothy 3, of lacking natural affection. They are healthy, well-trained horses, these prancing horses, who move swiftly and change directions quickly, moving so fast and strong that it will be as jumping chariots, leaping through the holes of the collapsed wall and jumping bodies in the streets. It's the way it'll be, as it was in that day of Nineveh. That actually happened. The forward looks is as those chariots in Joel chapter 2 and verse 3, like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains, shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. This shows the war vehicles of the future day that jump on the mountains, the helicopters, the drones, the fighter jets and bombers and the launchers and so many other things. They did not know what those things were in Nahum's day, but Nahum would be destroyed, of course, but they didn't know what some of these things were. And because they didn't know, only what had been seen in vision could be described in certain ways. But God gave each, breathed out each word to show those ways, so it not only apply for then, but it would apply for today and that future day. You see, we're told that Hebrew is a picture language. For an example, we know a jack can hold up a car. But now if you wanted to show what somebody's name was, then you might show a picture of a jack. And they'd realize, oh yeah, his name is Jack. But the wording here is the best way to picture it. But not only is it the cause of noise, but see now, carnage of the noise in verse 3. The horseman lifteth up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. And there's a multitude of slain and a great number of carcasses. And there's none end of their corpses. They stumble upon their corpses. That's a very gruesome picture. I don't know about you, but I call that gruesome. Whatever you call it, I call it gruesome, okay? That's what it is. The horseman lifts up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. Wow. The scholars tell us this has the idea of a flame of the sword in the language itself and the lightning of a spear. In a war scene in which total annihilation is the object, in Nineveh, one thinks of the flame. It is bright, with redness in the flames. What do we see? Horseman lifts up his sword. all see the metal shining in the sun. Yet also they see the blood of the enemies are clearly seen. But those enemies are the people of Nineveh know. It's their men. It's their children who are slain. As the lightning strike, the spear goes through the body. Oh, we have a similar scene in Revelation chapter 14, verses 18 through 20. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over the fire. And he cried with a loud voice, with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth. For her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. I'm told that's anywhere from 200 miles or more. I don't know. But the terror in the tribulation that men see the face of Jesus returning, not as the Savior, but now as the Judge. He's returning in wrath. He's going to pour out judgment on them. So that makes us think of the text in Revelation chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, where it says, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. So be it, in other words. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. Now, by the way, just kind of an aside with that verse. Who will every eye see? What's the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the clouds? It's called the beginning and the ending, Alpha and Omega. He is the Lord, which was. He came and died on a cross. He was and is now to come. And he is the Almighty. Jesus is God come in the flesh. He died on the cross, paying for the sins of all men for all time. But if men reject that, they die in their sin and they go to hell. And when they see him, he's coming as not a savior then. 1 second after death, they'll know that he is the judge of their eternal soul. As confident as the Ninevites were about their defense and dwelling, so too the Antichrist and the armies of the world will be so confident about themselves. The armies of the East, they have 200 million marching in the army that has destroyed 1/3 of men on the way to this battle of Armageddon. The blood flows to the horse's bridle. But as Joel chapter 3, verse 14, there are multitudes in the valley of decision waiting for the fierce judgment of the King of Kings as he comes back in power and great glory. Their final fate comes at the end of the millennium, as seen in Revelation 20, 14 and 15, at the white throne judgment, where it says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Christians go to the judgment seat of Christ. All those that are saved are at the judgment seat of Christ. Sometimes it's called the Bema seat because that's the Greek word for it. It means a rewarding stand. Some are going to be saved so as by fire. They're going to be ashamed, no reward. Saved so as by fire. But they're not going to be cast to a lake of fire, but they will be ashamed. The unsaved appear at the white throne judgment. Everyone at the white throne is going to go to hell, going to go to the lake of fire. That lake of fire is going to be all of it bad. I believe there are different degrees of punishments, but the best place in hell is going to be a billion times worse than the lowest place in heaven. And I don't think people really grasp that. But what you need to understand is that as the rich man tormented in that flame, he's brought out to this white throne judgment, shown his sin, and he's cast into that eternal lake of fire. You say, "What? Why go from a place where there is flames and torments and throw him into an eternal lake of fire and have this judgment?" Because show that it is just, but secondly, it's kind of like going from jail to prison. And now they're going to be solitarily confined forever in a lake of fire where they'll feel pain that a human body would feel today, but not being able to cease to exist, not being able to disintegrate. Somehow God will make that body that it will last forever and ever and ever. Oh, the cause of the noise and the carnage of it. But don't lose perspective. As a Christian, this story is for you and me as well. You say, "Well, how so?" We need to have a care right now for the souls of men, even though they may hate us, mock us, attack us. Oh, we need to have a compassion for their souls. The prophecy of the noise should stir a profound urgency as the clock in the morning or the cell phone, whatever it is that wakes you up, is going off. And you got to get up. I've seen people in church service, they forgot to turn their cell phone off and it goes off. And especially if it's a lady, she's somehow it's at the bottom of her purse and she's digging there for 5 minutes just to try to get it out.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.